Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Gesub ist Perik Dalet Mishnah Vav. Ha'av, a father. Now we're going to hear something that may sound a little strange, we'll soon explain. But let's first touch the words of the Mishnah. Ha'av, a father, ein echayv v'mezaynes bitay. During the father's lifetime, he is not technically mechuyev to support his daughters. Now, there is a Tanai Ksuba. One of the conditions in the Ksuba is that he has to support the daughters from this wife that he's marrying. But that's only after he dies. They have a right to demand support from his money. But when he's alive, he doesn't have to support them. Now, if you looked in the Ksuba, it says beferish that he has to support them till they get married. So the Mishnah is explaining. So again, the Mishnah will explain. That means that if he dies, they have a right to demand support from his money. What does this mean? That he can allow them to starve? Chas v'shalom. We're soon going to explain. Let's just get the words of the Mishnah. Ha'av ein chayev mezaynes bitay. A father is not mechuyev to support his daughter when he's alive. Ayin the Ksuba says yes. Well, ze midrash darish Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshan. This drasha lefnei chachamim. He explained what the Ksuba says. And he did so by Kerem b'Yavna. The Bezdin HaGadol, the Sanhedrin, moved to Yavna. And that's where the Chachamim sat in rows, and it looked like vineyards. I don't understand. Wasn't the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim? And the answer is, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, after Churban Beis Sheni, they moved to Yavna. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah pointed out as follows. If you look in the Ksuba, it says as follows. So let me tell you what the Nusach is in the Ksuba. Next time you're by a Chuppah, maybe you'll hear these words. The Nin Dichrin, the Yehevelachim Inoi, the male children that we will have together, you'll have from me, Inun Yarsin Kesev Ksubasech, they're going to yarshin the money of your Ksuba. Yeser al Chukehoin de'im Achuhain, more than the Chalik, than their brothers. In other words, we had said before, one of the previous Mishnayis, that if she dies before, there's no Ksuba. That's if there are no children. But if they had children, let's say he had children also from a different wife, so all the children are entitled to yarshin the father. But before anyone starts yarshining the father, the estate, that means the money of the father, has to pay up the debt, pay up things that they owe. Well, just like they may have to pay up money that was borrowed, they also have to pay up the money of the ksuba. In the ksuba, the wife was promised 200 zuz, they have to pay up the 200 zuz, and who does it go to? It goes to her sons. After that money is paid up, the rest of the father's money is divided amongst all the other brothers, including these sons. They also get a chelik of Yerusha. But before we start Yerusha, he has to pay up the debt. And this is one of the debt. So the husband is promising his wife that if she dies before he does, and he yarshins her, so then when he dies, and there are going to be sons from her and maybe from a different wife, besides the regular Yerusha that the children they're going to have from this marriage will get, first they're going to be paid up the ksuba. That's what it says in the ksuba. And right afterwards it says, what about our daughters? The daughters will have together. Again, in the ksuba it says like this. The girls we're going to have, they're going to remain in my house. My estate will support them until they get married. So really it doesn't say over here only after he dies. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, we're putting the two together. Being that it says Habonim Yershu, the sons will Yarshim. And Vahabonis Yezainu, and the daughters will receive Mezainas, they can't be thrown out of the house. Well, Yerusha is only after the death of the father. So Mahabonim, just like the sons, says the Belaz of Azariah, Einon Yarshin, I'm not going to Yarshin Elala Acher Misa Sa'av, only after the father dies. So Av Habonis, same is true for the daughters, Einon Zainais, this promise that they're going to be supported is not ela only la'achar misas avien, only after the death of their father. So let's get back to our original question. So you're telling me now a father has daughters, he does not have to support them? Zakta batanur. First of all, we're talking about over 6 years old. Until six, he's mechuyev to support them. Over six, so Bezin does like this. Technically, the halach is he doesn't have to support them, but if he's a person that could afford it, if he's an ashir, Bezin will force him to support them. He'll stand, he'll wave the halacha, and Bezin will say, no, this is the takana. You're going to support them. We're going to force you to support them, just like Bezin can force tzedakah on the rich people of the city. For sure, they can force the father to support his young sons and daughters, even over six. If he's someone that can't afford, he's not an ashir, That's supposed to put a lot of pressure on him. You know, let him know, are you worse than animals out there in the jungle? They're going to yell at him. They're going to embarrass him. They're going to pressure him to give. And if he still doesn't want to, they're going to announce Pitzibur. So-and-so is an achzar. He's a heartless person. He doesn't want to support his children. And Oiftane supports its young. But they can't force him. But they're first going to let him know, and if it doesn't work, everyone else know in no uncertain terms what an achzarius it is. What do you mean? You can't wash your hands on this. But they can't force him. And again, that's only over six. Under six, yes, they will force him. They'll physically take the money away from him, whatever money he has.